I'm Jaron Cohen with a WEKU Daily News podcast for August 10th, 2026. Governor Andy Beshear announced Pine Mountain State Resort Park will receive millions of dollars in renovation. Lily Burris has more.
Pine Mountain, in southeast Kentucky, will be getting $6.9 million for improvements to the lodge and accommodations. The work is part of ongoing upgrades to a number of state parks to help boost tourism. The renovations are scheduled to start in April 2027. On-site cottages will still be open for stays during the work, and the park will remain open. Pine Mountain is one of the state's oldest parks. It's near the Kentucky Ridge State Forest. I'm Lily Burris in Richmond.
The Dawson Springs Independent School District is joining the Pre-K for All pilot program that Governor Andy Beshear launched earlier this year. During a press conference recently, Dawson Springs Superintendent Lenny Whalen said kids that attend preschool perform better throughout their educational careers, and that he wants to make sure students in his district have that opportunity.
When fewer than half of Kentucky students are ready for kindergarten, we need to act. We need to make sure every student has a chance to succeed.
Whalen says the pre-K program will serve around 160 kids in Dawson Springs over the next 2 years. Dawson Springs is the fifth district and first in western Kentucky to join the pilot program. Typically, the state only funds preschool for students from low-income households or those with disabilities. The pilot initiative was created earlier this year under an executive order from Beshear after the state legislator declined to fund the governor's proposal to fund a universal public pre-K model. Kentucky State University President Kofi Akpo had his contract renewed by the school's board after alumni expressed no confidence. He's been in the position since July of 2023. The Kentucky State University National Alumni Association voted no confidence in Akpo earlier this month and asked the Board of Regents to not renew his contract. The alumni cited concerns with accreditation, finances, and safety as some of the reasons the contract should not be renewed. The board chair expressed enthusiasm for Akpo and his work at the university in a statement released after the meeting. Under a state program, some Kentucky fishermen can use experimental tools and methods aimed at reducing Asian carp populations. Will Darnell went out with a far western Kentucky crew to see how they're targeting the highly invasive species.
Wade Robbins uses a large net known as a seine to collect tens of thousands of pounds of carp in one swoop below Barkley Dam. His net typically wouldn't be allowed under state regulations, but Robbins worked with the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources program to try out something that would target the invasive Asian carp, which have dominated some of the state's waterways.
Kentucky allowed us to tweak on that, allowed us to try different things that may work for carp that, you know, we've never done before, and we've come up with this. And we think, I mean, we don't know what we don't know, but this one's pretty effective.
Kentucky Fish and Wildlife officials say Robbins and his team brought in one-fourth of the total 16 million pounds of carp harvested across the state in 2024. I'm Will Darnell at Barkley Dam.
A new historical marker unveiled in Paducah late last week pays tribute to the site of what was once the only school in the city that served black students. Dozens of community members, including several alumni from Lincoln High School, attended the ceremony held during the far western Kentucky community's 8th of August Emancipation Celebration festivities. Betty Jackson Walker co-authored the proposal for this new historical marker. She says it represents the legacy of the generations of African-American students that persevered during an era of segregation.
It wasn't just a building and it's not just a plaque. It was a tradition. The staff and the students that emerged out of Lincoln were very, very successful.
Lincoln High School was torn down in 1998, but a local group plans to build a community center in the same spot and name it after the former school. Learn more at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.